Radio presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, exclusively on Empire Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. I'm your host, Rob Wetham, and joining me live on the phone from East Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She is a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and an acupuncturist, as well as the owner of TCM Wellness Project. Please go to www.experiencetcm.com for more information. Please join me in welcoming Danielle DeFreitas to the Professionals Roundtable. Hi, Danielle. How are you today?
Great. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much. So please tell me a little bit about yourself and the TCM Wellness Project.
So I have been practicing traditional Chinese medicine for 10 years. I moved to South Florida, and after receiving a few treatments, I was hooked. I enrolled in the program and became a traditional Chinese medicine doctor. I was trained in the U.S. and Asia, South Korea and China specifically, and while there, I witnessed that the integrated approach of what I call one medicine increases the capacity for healing, and this inspired me, and thus I fell in love even more with the medicine, and I decided that I was not going to wait to be a part of this and decided to go into business for myself in order to make a difference.
All right, excellent. Very good. So how is your experience in Asia helping you with what you do today?
Well, my experience in Asia is that the integration aspect of it, being part of a unified team, was really what inspired me. I insist the integration of Western medicine and Chinese medicine are not separate, but that it's one medicine. And as you or everyone may know, there is a growing crisis of chronic diseases in the United States. By 2030, chronic diseases will affect an estimated of nearly 49% of the population, 171 million Americans to be exact. And seeing this integration happening in big scales, such as big hospitals in Asia, really helped me to understand the importance of integrating something else aside from a traditional medical model.
So are people healthier in Asia?
People have more options in Asia. So you don't just typically, go to the doctor and, get prescribed something or come back and not have other options. There, people really embrace the lifestyle concept of professional quality traditional Chinese medicine.
Okay. All right. Excellent. So what was it that inspired you to start your own business? Because, you could have went and worked for somebody else, taking your expertise and worked for somebody, but you decided to start your own business. So what inspired you to do so?
I decided to start my own business because when I returned from Asia, I realized that traditional Chinese medicine was not being practiced in large scales in hospitals and I wasn't going to wait for that to happen in order to be able to provide this service to the public. So because there aren't enough opportunities out there for us to be employed by big companies and big hospitals at this moment, I decided that I wanted to start my own business so that I can provide the service and make everyone aware of the beauty of this medicine.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, EmpireRadioNow.com. Rob Wetham joined by Danielle DeFreitas. She is from East Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and an acupuncturist, the owner of TCM Wellness Project. Please go to www.experiencetcm.com for more information. So Danielle, give some advice to a young business owner who is considering starting up their own shop. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the health and wellness industry. You know, just in general, what are some of the things that they should be doing or looking out for before they get out there?
Well, definitely research your market. You know, see what is going on around you and how you can serve the community. And most importantly, really look for something that you love to do, because you know, you're invested in this pretty much 24 hours a day. So enjoying what you do is definitely something that you have to consider and stay true to your heart.
Okay. And what were some of the challenges that you faced as a young early business owner?
Getting my name out there, I would have to say, is the biggest challenge, because you are, you know, to promote yourself sometimes costs a lot of money, and so you have to get out there and put yourself out there. So definitely getting my name out has been and was the biggest challenge initially.
All right, and what are some of your goals for the future? You know, what would you like to accomplish down the line that you haven't already?
The integration aspect, as I mentioned to you before, I want to be part of a unified team. And so I'm hoping that, you know, one day the, you know, bigger clinics and hospitals will be integrating professional traditional Chinese medicine into Western medicine and being able to work as part of a wellness team.
Okay. And what is the best way for our audience to reach out to you if they have any questions for you or if they would like to work with you directly?
You can contact me via phone, email. My number is 754-800-4826. You can visit the website at experiencetcm.com, and you can find a lot more information there.
All right, excellent. Danielle De Freitas, thank you very much for joining the program today. It was very nice to speak with you and learn more about what you do. And I wish you nothing but the best moving forward.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
This is the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. I'm Rob Wetham. Feel free to check out my Facebook page at Facebook.com/RobWRadio. We'll be back with more interesting interviews right after this break.
Empire Radio presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, exclusively on Empire Radio.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6:30 to 9:10.
Order in the car.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.